Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants or flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 18, 2014, and this is Matt Maternity reporting. I am a member of San Francisco Council 11, and I am one of the 685. There continues to be a confusion on several issues regarding the cross-utilization of cabin jump seats on United and Continental aircraft by flight attendants at both subsidiaries. For the purposes of jump seat use, United Aircraft Metal is governed by the United Flight Attendant Contract. Likewise, jump seat use on Continental Metal is determined by the provisions on the Continental Flight Attendant Agreement. Use of the jump seat at either subsidiary is subject to the policies and procedures in place at each subsidiary. There has been no change on the contractual requirement for CJAs to be accommodated on weight-restricted United Metals. United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia flight attendants will be accommodated and afforded the contractual use of the jump seat on weight-restricted S-United metal flights. The Continental agreement has different language regarding the use of a jump seat on Continental metal, and therefore United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia flight attendants may not be afforded the use of a jump seat on weight-restricted Continental metal flights. As we reported last month, management updated their policy regarding where CJA riders may sit once the aircraft door is closed. CJA riders may take any open cabin seat once the door is closed. In addition, use of open seats in the premium cabins will continue to be coordinated by the purser and assigned based on company seniority among all OMC or CJA riders. On all United aircraft metal, United flight attendants seeking to use our contractual CJA should be boarded ahead of Continental flight attendants seeking CJA transportation on the same aircraft. Continental flight attendants are afforded the same priority on Continental aircraft metal in accordance with the terms of our agreement. If there is any confusion during the assignment of CJA on 737 aircraft assigned to the United fleet, 73B and 37K, and you are not afforded the priority handling, you should submit a worksheet to your local council. Remember also that flight attendants are not required to obtain permission from the captain when traveling via CJA. Our long-standing tradition and professional courtesy at United has been to introduce ourselves to the purser and flight officers. While not a requirement, we encourage you to continue to observe this formality. In doing so, we foster a mutual respect between the pilots and flight attendants that only serves to strengthen our professional relationships. In the ongoing, challenging environment of United's merger, maintaining respect and professionalism among our peers at United is important. Open enrollment for AFLAC, CAIC, Voluntary Insurance, is now open. Open enrollment will be available through Friday, April 25th, 2014, and can be done online or over the phone. Insurance plans include short-term disability, accident, critical illness, including cancer coverage, and hospital indemnity. On the enrollment website, you will find plan summaries, a question and answers document, and information on plans including pricing. You also have the ability to add and see beneficiaries and are able to access claim forms. The enrollment site has an online chat feature for asking questions from an enrollment representative. The toll-free number to talk to an enrollment representative is 855-236-9743. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, that number is 855-236-9743. Visit the AFLAC page on our website for additional information, including a Q&A, to access the enrollment website. As April 1st approaches, AFA continues to maintain that there should be no involuntary furlough resulting from the productivity improvements contained within our contract. AFA contends the numbers being sought by management are directly attributable to the productivity changes in our 2012 through 2016 agreement. We have been very clear that although we reached agreement with the company to award all voluntary furlough and partnership bids on file to be awarded, as well as offering a one-time crossover, our MEC grievance 2-14 will continue to move forward. Reserving our respective positions allows us to work together while acknowledging our difference of opinion and to have that dispute resolved through our contractual grievance process. The outstanding issue of the cause of United staffing and manpower issues remains in dispute. Our ongoing work involving outside legal, AFA legal, and the various committees of our union in affirming and defending the protections from involuntary furlough as a result of productivity changes continued within our contract continues. The media reports that investigators hope that communication between the pilots could explain why Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 changed course. Their search has not yet yielded additional clues. An initial search of the pilots' personal computers and emails is reported to not have turned up anything to indicate why there was a sudden deviation in the route. A review of flight deck conversations between the pilots and aircraft controllers also yielded nothing suspicious or offers an explanation of the change of course. The flight simulator belonging to pilot Zahari Ahmad Shah did not show any of the unexplained paths the aircraft may have flown after it lost contact with radar. New information from the government of Thailand today confirmed that the aircraft took a sharp westward turn after communication was lost. Thai military officials report they spotted the plane turning west toward the Strait of Malacca. Those outside our industry cannot ever fully understand the uncertainty and compassion we feel for the crew and passengers of Malaysia Air Flight 370. Regardless of our airline affiliation, our nationality, or our differences, we are a community of flight attendants. We are family. Today, some of our own remain missing, and our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.